in Baghdad. The report said it was difficult, though, to point to any individual responsibility in the deadly shooting of intelligence agent Nicola Calipari. The two Italian members of a joint U.S.-Italian investigation of the killing concluded there was no signal to warn motorists that U.S. soldiers were maintaining a checkpoint on the road to the Baghdad airport. Calipari was killed soon after he'd secured the release of an Italian journalist from Iraqi militants who had held her hostage for a month. U.S. soldiers fired on the Italian's vehicle near the airport. The hostage and another Italian agent were wounded. 35 years later, twice as many in the nuclear club. When the Non-Proliferation Treaty took effect back in 1970, there were five nuclear powers in the world: the U.S., Russia, Britain, France, and China. Since then, five more: Israel, Pakistan, India, of course North Korea now, and potentially Iran. United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan says countries without nuclear weapons should not try to be getting them, and the U.S. and Russia have to cut their atomic arsenals. Annan opened a U.N. conference to review the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty in New York today. He said all countries must strive for, quote, a world of reduced nuclear threat and ultimately a world free of nuclear weapons. Annan says nations like Iran and North Korea must stop any efforts to develop nuclear arms. Iran has said it will probably resume its uranium enrichment program this week. North Korea announced it was pulling out of the treaty back in 2003. Over the weekend, it said it would not negotiate with the Bush administration. Many countries complain the U.S. and Russia are not doing enough to disarm. Kofi Annan urged Washington and Moscow to irreversibly commit to more nuclear arms cuts. This week's conference on 35 years of the Non-Proliferation Treaty, the scheduled review of the pact, which is done every 5 years. Efforts by a Florida county to put out weather alerts by email hit a high-tech roadblock. AOL has decided they're spam and stopped sending them. This is Air America Radio News.
Canadian prescription drug prices are up to 85% less expensive than they are in the U.S. Mary Purcell heard and ordered her Plavix and saved $114 on a 90-day supply. If you're buying any prescription medication, it's time to call Advocare at 1-888-471-4721. Canadian snowbirds have been using Advocare for years to have their medications mailed to their favorite travel destinations. AARP magazine ranked Advocare one of the top pharmacies in Canada. They're the only Canadian pharmacy with a U.S. non-resident license. The state government of Illinois has concluded that Advocare's procedures are exceeding the U.S. government's requirements. You can save, too, by calling Advocare at 1-888-471-4721 or visit their website at pharmacyonthenet.com. Your medications are guaranteed to be delivered right to your door, and you save up to 85%. Compare that with what you're paying now. It's so easy, and the money you will save is incredible. Call 1-888-471-4721 or log on to pharmacyonthenet.com.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
Five tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of five whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of five tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
I can take care of myself. I can make a peanut butter sandwich. I can brush my teeth and I can give myself a bath. I can walk home alone from school. I can pick dinner from the trash behind the deli. I can watch the baby for the whole weekend. I can keep a baseball bat by my bed just in case there's trouble. Don't worry about me. I can take care of myself.
If you're in jail, who'll be there to take care of your family? Something to think about before committing a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Hey, you've reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay, bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
Sure, you're a Republican, and you're proud of that.
Why not call us at Republican Rehab?
We'll gently bring you back to consciousness.
Well, maybe not gently.
But we'll do what it takes.
I can't! I can't do it anymore.
Okay, don't cry. Don't cry. It's okay. We're Republican Rehab, and we're here for you.
I have to get help.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
I'm going to Republican Rehab.
Good Monday evening. Tuesday, is it Monday? Yeah, by God, it is. Good Monday evening, True Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. How are you? Hope you had a great weekend. It's about 7 minutes past the hour, so Laura Bush was a big hit. When was it? Friday night? Saturday night? Something like that? Yeah. Okay, we'll talk about that in a minute. Not a whole lot. I mean, we're not going to talk a whole lot about it, but we'll talk a little bit about it. We have some fun audio from Spinmeister Andy Card. What does he do in the White House? Is he the chief of staff? Is that what he is? He makes sure that George has his hall pass to go to the bathroom? All right. He was on Meet the Oppressed yesterday with Tim Russert. You're going to love these quotes. Oh, Jesus, I can't believe what this guy said. And I wonder, sometimes I wonder when I try not to watch this stuff, but then when Kathy tapes it and then she cuts the sound bites that she thinks would be appropriate to the program, and that's when I usually see it. The next day, like today, I was watching her cut some of these today, and I just wonder if Tim Russert ever gets a little bit pissed off that maybe people like Andy Card talk down to him, like he is in the fourth grade and talks kind of, you know, well, Tim, no, that's not really the case, not at all. You know, where did you find that little story? Now, come on. Uncle Andy will wash your mouth out with soap. Jeez, how can these guys take it? These crack White House press corps people. Well, and people like Tim Russert. The quick answer, they're in on the joke. Meanwhile, back in Afghanistan, where freedom is on the march, and Pickles was there a couple of weeks ago. We had audio from Pickles' little trip to Afghanistan, where she met with Afghan women. Remember that? Well, guess what? Authorities there have found the bodies of three Afghan women, one of whom worked for an aid group. They were raped, strangled, and dumped on the roadside with a warning for other women in Afghanistan to stay home, shut up, put the burqa back on, cut the crap, don't listen to these wild-eyed Westerners like George Bush and his wife Pickles. According to the Reuters news agency, aid workers in Afghanistan have been the target of Taliban insurgents, especially in the south and east of the country. But these three women were found in the northern province of Baghlan, where Taliban rebels are not active. So what does that mean? Well, I guess you could make an intelligent guess. It is all this talk about, well, they get to wear white shoes now and fly kites is a bunch of hog snot. What? After a 5,000-year culture that says women are dust, all of a sudden that's going to change because George Bush sends an army in there? Like I said, hog snot. There was a note found attached to the chest of one of the dead women. The note warned that there would be more of this, and if you're female, get your ass where a female's ass belongs. Covered up in a mud hut somewhere, and shut up. A Western security official said this is retribution for those women who are working in the non-government organizations and those who are involved in whoredom. That's what the note said. Whoredom. One of the three was a 25-year-old woman who until recently worked for a Bangladeshi non-governmental organization involved in providing micro credit
you know, $10 maybe, $5, mostly to widows. In fundamentalist Christian and fundamentalist Muslim societies, that is a no-no to the extent they will kill the women. Pat Robertson, James Dobson, Jerry Falwell, Randall Terry, they would kill the women here, too, were it not for the fact that we still have, not very much longer, though, secular laws. Once the Dominionists take over, you're female, you're going to do what? You're going to go to work in a pig's ass. You're going to go home. You're going to shut up. You're going to sit down. Oh, you won't? Okay, here, hold this. This is the way fundamentalists, religious fundamentalists work, where it concerns women. Women are dust, not even dust. Dust that has been turned into dust. A group calling itself Afghan Youth's Convention claimed responsibility for the killing. Sounds like Southern Baptist Convention, doesn't it? The doctor said forensic tests showed the three were raped and then strangled with a rope. Freedom's on the march. PFC, Linda England. We got a lot of stories about women tonight. Some of them dead, some of them raped, some of them murdered, some of them butchered, some of them playing games with the police department, and some of them, like Linda England here, pled guilty. She's the one that, you know, everybody knows about Linda England. She and her boyfriend, Grainer, Sergeant Grainer, would have sex on a pile of Afghan prisoners and then torture them. She pled guilty today to mistreating prisoners, saying she let her comrades talk her into going along with the abuse. It wasn't my fault. They made me. I just went along with it. She's 22 years old. She told the judge she initially resisted taking part in the abuse at the Baghdad prison, but ultimately caved into peer pressure. Really? Everybody was doing it, right, Lindy? She said, I had a choice, but I chose to do what my friends wanted me to do. She'll probably the charges carry up to 11 years. She'll probably serve a couple. It's a plea bargain. This plea bargain then settles what is so far the most prominent case to come out of the Abu Ghraib scandal. And you'll notice who's getting the trials, who's getting the sentencing, right? The people who should be put in prison for the rest of their lives for this. The entire general staff in that sad country, and back to the civilian leadership, Wolfowitz, and what's his name? The Secretary of Defense. No, I just didn't want to say his name. Linda England's lawyer said that had it gone to trial, he would have done this, but since he's going to sentencing phase now, he will do this. He's going to show evidence that Miss England has severe learning disabilities and mental problems. Really. Several investigations conducted so far, but only low-level soldiers have been charged. And you notice the one familiar theme through all of these trials and plea bargains, well, it's only been one trial, but through all the plea bargaining and all the preliminary stuff, all the soldiers say, well, we were following orders, we were following orders, we were following orders. Now, we decided at Nuremberg that obviously only following orders is not a defense, but we took it to the next step, and the people who issued the orders were hanged or committed suicide or served long terms in prison. But in the United States military, the people who issued the orders are promoted and given medals of freedom. Nice, huh? Jesus, have my attitude about the military changed since George W. Bush took power? And since his Secretary of Defense and his Assistant Secretary of Defense have set the tone to take the United States military and turn it into a pack of mongrels. God, I hate these people. In England, Linda England's hometown in West Virginia, a woman named Joyce Satzer, who is 73, she said the scandal has given her community a bad name. Ms. Satzer said, you know, for someone to do something like that, and then for her to be from here in Fort Ashby, it's upsetting. This is a nice place to live. Yeah. A nice place to live. Okay, quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with us. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you tired of battling your weight without the results you want? Don't give up. Learn the facts. All-natural South African Hoodia is now available with a 100% money-back guarantee exclusively with H57. How does it work? H57 doesn't claim to block, absorb, blast, or reduce fat. It just helps you control your hunger. H57's organically-based compound significantly reduces your appetite and your desire for food. And when you don't eat as much, you lose weight. That's a fact. The amazing results of South African Hoodia have been featured on 60 Minutes, Nightline, and the BBC. H57's Hoodia is real. The effects are real. The weight loss is real. With H57, you eat less, not because you're trying to eat less, but because you simply don't desire food. There's no counting carbs, points, or fat grams. Don't be fooled by imitators. Demand real H57 South African Hoodia. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your product price is refunded. That's a fact. Call now. 1-800-227-0361. Unconditional money back guarantee. 1-800-227-0361. Or visit myh57.com.
The following phone call was not recorded on February 30th, 2004.
Thank you for calling about DirecTV. My name is Lynn. How can I help you?
Thank you, sir. Thank goodness you're there. You've got to help me. My cable company is raising their rates again. I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's okay, ma'am. I'm here to help. I'm glad you called.
They're taking away our favorite channels and charging more. It's just wrong.
Ma'am, I get that all the time. Let me help you right away. Would you like to get over 125 channels of your favorite programming for only $41.99?
Will I still be able to get my local channel?
Absolutely. And you can get up to a four-room DirecTV system for free with standard professional installation included for all new customers with an annual programming commitment. Offer available on approved credit terms.
Call American Satellite, 1-800-789-0964. That's 1-800-789-0964. Ask how you can get 50 premium channels free for 3 months at $140 value. 1-800-789-0964. At $4.99 a month for second and each additional TV. Offer ends 7/31/05. Call now.
Are you struggling with alcohol? Listen to what Linda said in her letter to me. Dear Wendy, since I've used your hypnotherapy program, Alcohol Freedom, I have not had a drink or even wanted one in over 2 months. I'm so excited about the happiness and the peace I have now, thanks to you. It's amazing the things I've found, the subconscious triggers that made me want to drink. Now they have no effect. This has affected my whole life. I knew hypnosis could work, and I knew that stating I was an alcoholic would never make me feel better. Sometimes I even drank after meetings because I felt so horrible about myself. I feel wonderful now being alcohol free, and I'm amazed. Thank you, Wendy. I'm a new person and so happy. Sincerely, Linda. Thank you so much, Linda, for your letter. You are an inspiration to so many who are looking for a powerful and a private solution to stop drinking. I'm Wendy Friesen. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist, and I can help you end the struggle. Go to the web, quitdrinkingnow.com. That's quitdrinkingnow.com, or call me, 877-68-HAPPY, 877-68-HAPPY.
Okay, it's time for a quiz. So, if a person works as a clerk in a retail store, let's pick one at random, let's say Walmart, and that clerk gets paid $8.23 an hour, how much do they make in a year? Time's up. The answer is $13,861. And while even Walmart pays above the minimum wage, if that clerk is supporting a family of three, he or she makes nearly $800 below the federal poverty line. And if that clerk lives in Georgia, he or she is six times more likely to rely on state-provided health care for their children than are employees of any other large company. Most of us think that people who work full-time shouldn't live in poverty. But how do you change that when politicians won't stand up to the Walmarting of America? Well, alone, there's not much you can do, but together, we've got a shot. When you join PurpleOcean.org, you can stand with the 1.8 million working families of the Service Employees International Union. PurpleOcean.org is telling the truth about what the Walmarts of the world are doing to our country. And we're taking action to stop it. Want to know more? Check us out at PurpleOcean.org.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's 21 past the hour. Right after the break at the bottom of the hour, we'll share with you some of these Christo-fascists, the Dominionists, the fake Christians, the Christ killers, are not really laughing at Laura Bush's little comedy routine. I'm not either, but for different reasons. You know, it's one thing to poke fun at oneself or one spouse, you know, to get up there and go har-har, chuckle-chuckle, knee-slap, high-five, high-five. You know, we're kind of funny. I think the Clintons were able to do that. Without the trail of corpses behind them that the Bushes have. You know, it's one thing to make jokes about your afternoon affair, partial affair with your little honey, and it's something else again to make jokes about how when she gets him home she's going to slice him off for him. You know, a Hillary Bill thing, okay, but when you're responsible for the deaths of almost 1,600 American soldiers and 100,000 Iraqis and slaughter all over the planet, when you're responsible for running the country into debt that's going to take our grandchildren, may possibly get out of it, if everybody works real hard, nobody buys anything, and all the tax money goes to pay off the debt, you know how that works. It's just hard for me to see the humor. Now, I saw the tape today from on some of the news channels about Laura just cracking him up and Bush sitting there choking on his oysters, Rockefeller, whatever the hell he was eating. You know, it's just so funny. It's all fun. We could all get together and just laugh our asses off. Boy, I'll tell you, huh? What about them Bushes? Isn't that funny? And Cheney up there. I saw the camera went to Cheney one time. I saw him in one of the video clips, and he looked like he was just on the verge of having his intestines break through his, you know, a hernia. Like he's sitting there. That's uproarious laughter if you're Dick Cheney, I guess. You know, what a jackass these people, all of them. But then the camera pans out into the audience. The White House Correspondents' Dinner, right? And if you know this is like the Academy Awards. It's like the red carpet thing with that woman that's had 87 facelifts. What's her name? Joan Rivers. You know, she reminds me of those people in Brazil. That's right. Remember that movie Brazil? I digress. Anyway, here's this room packed full of sequined and tuxedoed guests, and up on the dais there sit the government officials who are slaughtering people all over the planet, destroying countries, setting up assassination teams to go in and wipe out leaders like Hugo Chavez, torturing America. You know, and in the middle of all this, that's all just get funny. You know, we have to take a break once in a while. We got to humanize George Bush. You know, he is a murderer and a killer, and he giggles when he pulls the trigger. He doesn't pull the trigger, but you know what I'm saying. So let's send his old lady out there, and let's have a comedy writer just write some really good stuff that 3 or 4 years from now, when he decides not to give up the office, that kind of comments, we get somebody in front of a firing squad. But I'll tell you what, since it's Laura Bush, she can get away with it. Okay, so let's go. Here we go. And a one, and a two, and a three. Let's make all the White House correspondence people laugh. And Jay Leno will talk about it. And, you know, the only one who won't go along will be that damn Jon Stewart on The Daily Show. You know, he's going to, and Keith Olbermann. They're going to do, I don't know. I don't find any humor in it. I don't find any humor in it at all. White House Correspondents' Dinner. Now, in regards, I got this from somebody who sends emails out to, you know, it's one of these spam mails, sends it out to every news organization you can think of. I don't know why I'm included in here. I'm not a news organization, but I like what he wrote. I never considered addressing me because I'm not a journalist. But he wrote, or she wrote, no, it's a he, Brett. Well, that could be a she. In regards to the amount of time that was spent on reporting the story of the runaway bride, do you feel it was in bad taste? Because as this story was taking up most media chatter, 10 U.S. troops died over the weekend, gas prices went up, 100 Iraqis were blown to pieces, Social Security problems continues. A report came out that Bush had always intended to invade Iraq. More allegations against Bolton turned up. The lies and corruption of the Bush administration is reaching new heights, and two F-18 jets are missing. And then Brett writes, isn't it about time that media stop asking Bush softball questions and start doing their job? I mean, what does he have to do for the media to take a stand? My last question is, do you remember why he became a journalist? Yeah, I just about had it with that story of this, this crazy chick from Duluth out here, a suburb of Atlanta. I had just about had enough. And her half-witted boyfriend, the whole family. Yeah, I felt sorry for him. You know, another white woman disappears. Ooh, okay. What's going to happen this time? We're going to find an arm here and a leg there and her torso there. This is a terrible... But, you know, how many times do stories like this, God forbid, happen to women of color and nobody cares? Nobody cares. Ah, man. Whatever.
I woke up today, I was crying, lost in a lost world. So many people are dying.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Finally found your radio station, so isn't it time you found your magazine? Right now is the perfect time to discover America's hottest, widest read journal of opinion, The Nation. Because right now, The Nation is absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation. So nobody stops The Nation from exposing the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and company. At last, that famous liberal media bias you can't find anywhere else. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept their free four-issue mini-subscription. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice. But I predict you'll be addicted and delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Call 800-999-6863 and accept four issues free. The Nation.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Is the FDA doing enough to protect you from drugs with hidden side effects? Not even FDA employees think so. Two-thirds of the FDA's own scientists say the agency isn't adequately monitoring the safety of drugs on the market. This month's Mother Jones reports on an FDA scientist who was told to be quiet when he discovered one drug's deadly side effects. Before the Vioxx scandal hit, the FDA's David Graham found that the drug increased the risk of heart attacks. But FDA officials took no action and told him to be quiet. A month later, the makers of Vioxx found the same thing and recalled the drug themselves. Even though the FDA had known, it had done nothing. Sources close to the FDA tell Mother Jones that incidents like this happen all the time. To see how the FDA's lax standards are putting your health at risk, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
As a small business owner, doing several things all at the same time is just another day at the office. So Sam's Club offers the option of doing two things at once, buying items you need for your business while at the same time buying items you need for your home. When you shop at Sam's Club, you get the same everyday low costs on items for your home as you do on items for your business. You've got a lot going on. Count on us to help you get it done. Sam's Club. We are in business for small business.
Singing a song side by side.
lot when you look at things side by side. So try this. Put new Promise buttery spread side by side with the spread you're currently using. You'll love these facts about new Promise. Promise, with heart health essentials like omega-3 and B vitamins, helps maintain a healthy heart when eaten instead of butter or margarine as part of a healthy diet. Plus, there's only 1.5 grams saturated fat per serving, which is 40% less than regular Smart Balance spread. And new Promise has the creamy, buttery taste people love. In fact, it's our healthiest and tastiest buttery spread yet. So if you want to feed your healthy side and your tasty side, get new Promise buttery spread. Promise, taking your health to heart. For exciting offers and heart-healthy recipes, go to PromiseHealthyHeart.com.
What is it, Bob?
You can take this job.
Take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You're going to buy a business, start from scratch. How about startup money?
Well...
You even know where to get startup money?
That my brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't?
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too. A master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
Well, that's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over a $100 value. This limited-time free offer is available only on my website, 8freecd.com. That's number 8freecd.com. That's number 8freecd.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 8freecd.com now.
Will Durst.
Say what you will about Bush, man. He has managed to reunite France and Germany.
The Washington Post portrays Will Durst as the Dark Prince of Doubt.
A German justice minister called Bush's tactics Hitler-like.
It's open season on anything political on Will Durst's new CD, Warning.
Let me repeat that.
We just got called a Nazi by Germany.
With another 4 years of George W. in the White House, you're going to need some laughs.
That's not good.
So go to Wilders.com today and get your copy of his new hilarious CD, Warning.
Is this a great country or what?
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero. I'll make a turn for the better.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hello, Governor. I'm Sir Mark of Marin. Join me and Duke Riley for Tuesday's Morning Sedition. Remember when Bush got reelected and the British got all indignant about it, saying we reelected a tyrant who took us into an unnecessary war? Well, they're getting ready to do the same thing. And we'll be simulcasting with LBC Radio in London so we can all commiserate. Bob's your uncle, chap, on Tuesday's Jolly Old Morning Sedition.
Air America Radio.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
So, some Christian conservatives really have their diapers in a wad over Pickles' comedy routine the other night at the White House Correspondents Association dinner. Huh? Some organization called the Coalition for Traditional Values, and I don't know if that is the Traditional Values Coalition, but this is called the Coalition for Traditional Value. That is an organization that seeks a more flexible relationship between church and state. I love that. We need a more flexible relationship. Anyway, Christo-fascist, some Christ killer named Pastor Roy DeLong issued a statement warning that Pickles' remarks at Bush's expense were a public refutation of the biblical command that wives should shut up and sit down, or they might be found dead alongside the road with a note attached to their chest, like in Afghanistan. See, it's just, you know, fundamentalists are fundamentalists. I don't care what religion. Religious wackos are religious wackos. So here's this guy saying that he's warning that the First Lady's performance comes at a time. Now get this. Sit down for this, okay? Please sit down. Laura Bush's performance comes at a time when Mr. Bush's, quote, manliness is already under attack, end quote. Now, this is the official statement released over the weekend by the Coalition for Traditional Values. Bush's manliness is under attack. That's code word for
a lot of people out here starting to say he's queer.
That's what that means. Pastor Roy DeLong, pastor and Christ killer Roy DeLong, said, quote, as a believer, President Bush is no doubt familiar with the passage from Ephesians that says, wives, submit yourselves unto your husbands as unto the Lord. Pastor DeLong says that means that just as Christ is the head of the church, the husband is the head of the wife. Is that what that means? Pastor and Christ killer DeLong went on to say, one of the Proverbs says that a virtuous woman is a crown to her husband, but she that maketh him ashamed is as rottenness in his bones. I bet President Bush is feeling pretty rotten today. Huh? Can you believe that? You know, they're pissed off, not for the same reason that you're pissed off or I'm pissed off. And that is that while murder and mayhem and chaos and global destruction is going on, these clowns can all get together and make ha-ha, make jokes. Hee-hee, hee-hee. Oh, isn't Laura Bush a great comedian? Oh, we're the White House Correspondents Association. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Oh, let's all get funny here. Death and destruction, death and destruction. Ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. But these Christian right-wing Christ killers are upset because Pickles Bush is not submitting biblically to her husband. She's making statements about him in public. You know, she's out of her burqa. She's making statements. She's talking. Jesus, she had makeup on. Right? Now, I like what it says here. Listen to this. The rebuke to the First Lady Stand-Up Act comes on the heels of mounting concern about the president's image. Last week, Mr. Bush was seen holding hands with Crown Prince Abdullah of Saudi Arabia. Then the president raised eyebrows anew when he asked a crowd of supporters in Galveston, Texas, if they still celebrated Splash Day. Do you all still celebrate Splash Day? An annual gay pride event in that state, best known for attracting tens of thousands of buff men wearing little more than suntan oil. Even some members of Mr. Bush's famously loyal party looked askance at his recommendation during a speech on the nation's energy needs last week when he encouraged Americans to consider driving hybrid vehicles, widely believed to be gay cars. You drive one of them old queer cars, one of them Prius or Prius, or don't you drive no pansy truck. I got in a hell of a lot of trouble with the Mazda 10 years ago here in Atlanta. They were running an ad. Mazda was running an ad for their pickup trucks. It was a regional ad targeted only to the South. And the ad got, they had some old hillbilly sounding half-wit. Yeah! Oh, well, I drive in. And the tagline was, don't you drive no pansy truck. Well, I don't know about the rest of the country, but here in the South, pansy is, it's a queer. So I got to work that night. It's 10 years ago. I got to work that night, and there were about four or five messages on my phone from gay people here in Atlanta. Gay people? People here in Atlanta happen to be gay. And they said, Mike, you know, this is a bad ad. So I went on the air, I went to the program director and the ad manager for WSB radio, the big WSB, you know, Neil Bortz's station. And I said, listen, this is really bad. Do you care if I talk about it? No, go ahead. So I went on the air and busted the hell out of the ad agency that was based in California, put this together for the South, Southeast. Because down here, see, we kill queers. So might as well use the queer killing idea to sell a truck, a Mazda truck, right?
We don't like no pansy truck!
Well, the next morning, I got a call from the management at WSB, and they called me in, and a $75,000 ad contract had been canceled by the ad agency that ran the Mazda truck ad, plus some other ads that this agency ran. That was their way of saying, you know, you keep that Malloy bastard on the air, we'll just pull all our ads. See, this is why I'm so glad I work at Air America Radio now. I mean, this happened to me so many times. But here in the South, you see, there is such a thing as a queer car. It's a hybrid. You can tell it's queer because it minces down the highway, doesn't it? You ever notice that? You ever get behind one of those Priuses and it doesn't drive down the street, it goes brrrr. That way you know it's a queer car. Hi, I stop at stoplights and my engine cuts off. Mrs. Bush also likened herself to a desperate housewife. You know, a reference to the ABC show. Desperate Housewives has come under heavy fire from pro-family groups, including the American Decency Association. Yeah, there's something, yeah. Which had called for a boycott of ABC for airing the degraded show. And last fall, Lynn Cheney asked the federal government to step in to protect the nation's children from the Desperate Housewives. I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's a scandal is going to erupt that... that George really is queer. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Remember, they said that Hillary was lesbian, right? And that's the reason Bill was messing around, is because Hillary just didn't, you know. Now, regarding Bush's kiss on Crown Prince Abdullah, the thug who sent 15 bombers over here to commit murder and mayhem on George Bush's insistence. Oh, come on, Crown Princey, do it. What the hell? I need a reason to be a wartime prisoner, a president, so might as a prisoner be good. So it might as well be you. Send some bombers over here. 15 of the people who committed mass murder in this country on September 11, 2001 were Saudis. And so we invaded Iraq and Afghanistan. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? So, Andy Card on Meet the Oppressed on Sunday had this to say about Bush's special relationship with the Saudi royal family. Tim Russert said, let me show you some other video from this week. Here's the president greeting Crown Prince Abdullah of Saudi Arabia, kissing him, then holding hands with the crown prince. Why such tender treatment for the Saudis?
Well, Crown Prince Abdullah has been a wonderful ally in the war on terror. And he's an older gentleman who came to the ranch. The president was showing him great respect, but he was also walking on a path that was not that stable. So the president was helping the crown prince along this rocky path up to his office down at the ranch.
And that's when the prince stumbled and fell into W's lips. No wonder Pickles goes to Chippendales. Can you believe this? Crown Prince Abdullah has been a wonderful ally in the war on terror? He has? Jesus, I must have missed it. And what was it that Laura said last night about Bush when they bought this fake ranch? But now, I have to use a clinical term here, but something about masturbating a horse? That's clinical. What did she say? Oh, that's right. George tried to milk a horse and it was male. That's what she said. Now, whose little joke is that? He tried to milk a horse and it was male. So you can imagine how the Christ killers in this country, the Christo fascists, are very, very upset. That gets into the area that, what's his name? Geez, shooting more blanks. So let me get this straight. Over the weekend, we learned that Bush likes older men and horses. I thought it was only Paul Harvey that had the thing with horses. Wasn't it? This regime in Washington is, well, the reason he kissed him is because he's an old man and he was walking down the path and there were rocks in the path.
Eastwood.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Listen up, men. You can now get a free 30-day sample box of Ensite, the once-a-day tablet for natural male enhancement. Although launched in 2001, Ensite continues to be the best-selling male supplement in North America with millions of satisfied long-term users. Ensite customers report significant improvement in sexual response and quality. Non-prescription Ensite is extremely effective, yet has not shown to interact with medications or have adverse side effects. Ensite has a 93% customer satisfaction rating and an 83% reorder rate. If you would like a free 30-day sample box, just visit Ensite.com. That's E-N-Z-Y-T-E.com. Or call 1-800-778-5290. Free samples are only available while supplies last. So call 1-800-778-5290. 1-800-778-5290. Ensite, the once-a-day tablet for natural male enhancement. 1-800-778-5290.
Planet Check. Planet Check.
Who owns all of those trees in the national forest? We do.
Americans are being restricted from commenting on the use of our public lands. Scott Paul, Forest Campaign Coordinator for Greenpeace, explains.
These policies are being put in place to allow forest companies to forego the Endangered Species Act, the Clean Water Act. Some of the most bedrock environmental laws in this country are being dismantled and people are unaware.
60 million Americans get their clean drinking water off of national forest lands.
There's decades of work to be done in our national forests just in restoration alone. Hundreds of thousands of logging roads to nowhere, scarring our national forest system, and these roads have a very adverse environmental effect.
To see the forest and not just the trees, branch out and learn more at www.greenpeace.org. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Esurance, an auto insurance company that saves green for your wallet and the environment. Save some green and get your quote today at esurance.com.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 1-877-213-3200. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. It contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. It erases aches and pains, even for people with back troubles. In fact, 92% of owners surveyed said their Tempur-Pedic bed is far superior to their old innerspring mattress, air, or water bed. Judge for yourself. Call 1-877-213-3200 for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic mattress material. You'll also get a free Better Sleep video and a 90-day trial offer guarantee. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic now, 1-877-213-3200. That's 1-877-213-3200.
You finally found your radio station, so isn't it time you found your magazine? Right now is the perfect time to discover America's hottest, widest read journal of opinion, The Nation. Because right now, The Nation is absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation. So nobody stops The Nation from exposing the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and company. At last, that famous liberal media bias you can't find anywhere else. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept their free four-issue mini-subscription. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice. But I predict you'll be addicted and delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Call 800-999-6863 and accept four issues free. The Nation.
You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Listen, we know it's a hoax, okay?
It's about 9 before the hour. Al Jazeera is reporting that when Rumsfeld was made his surprise visit to Iraq about 2 weeks ago, he went there to meet with imprisoned dictator Saddam Hussein and offered Saddam freedom and a possible return to public life if he, Saddam, would go on Iraqi television, make a request to rebel groups for ceasefire with allied forces. This is quoting a London-based Arab daily. It's now on Al Jazeera. It says a visit to Saddam occurred when Rumsfeld paid a surprise visit to Iraq some 2 weeks ago. It was known only to a few Iraqi officials in Jordan, according to this Arab daily. Some 2 weeks ago, the British paper The Daily Telegraph reported that Iraqi gunmen were offered a deal to halt all attacks in return for a reduced sentence for Saddam, who is likely to be sentenced to death. And our senior correspondent who sent me the report, Chris, said, I thought we didn't make deals with terrorists. I thought that we didn't make deals with tyrants and dictators. Amazing how that changes when you're desperate to declare victory. Amazing how that changes when you're desperate to extract your troops from a situation gone horribly and predictably wrong. Yeah. Can you imagine? Can you imagine Rumsfeld over there speaking through an interpreter? We'll tell him. We'll make a deal. You know, another reason Rumsfeld was there is to convince the new Iraqi quote government end quote that it needs to rehire the intel people from the Ba'athist terrorists that ran that country. Yeah. They need to put back into place Saddam's torturers. Because the Iraqi people are an independent people, and apparently, if you're going to run them with the totalitarian government, whether it's run by George Bush or Saddam Hussein, you have got to keep the people absolutely subdued. In order to do that, you have to disappear them, you have to torture them, you have to rape them, you have to beat them to death, you have to kill them, hang them, shoot them, rip their arms off, kill their children, blow up their apartment buildings, you know, stuff like that. So part of Rumi's visit there apparently was to convince the new Iraqi, quote, government, close quote, to go ahead and rehire. You know, get them out of prison. Come on, let's empty the cells. All right, guys, we're just kidding. Come on. We want you to get back out there and torture your countrymen. You know, we train people to do this at the School of the Americas down there in Georgia, USA, and we send them all back to Central and South America. So there's that's why we had Negroponte over here. You know what Negroponte, what that means in Spanish? Or, I mean, in English? Never mind. That's why we sent Negroponte over here. So he's good at setting up death squads and stuff. So now it turns out that Al Jazeera is reporting, quoting another Arab source, that Saddam and Rumi had a little sit-down. Huh? President Bush's budget proposal for 2006 contains $50 million in funding for helping America's youth. Laura Bush's new project to help organizations keep young people out of gangs. Unfortunately, that pales in comparison to the $4.2 billion that Mr. Bush proposes cutting from youth and crime prevention programs with similar aims. Overall, USA Today reports, Bush proposes cutting federal spending for youth and crime prevention programs by 5%, including many programs integral to crime prevention nationwide. Included in the cuts are a $34.7 million elementary and secondary school counseling program and an effective grant program for extra counselors in high-risk schools, as well as a 40% cut in federal juvenile crime prevention funds. Recently, of course, Mrs. Bush visited a Boys and Girls Club in Philadelphia and said, Boys and Girls Clubs are a great example of a community-based center that engages young people through positive youth development. Under her husband's proposal, however, the clubs overall would lose 20% of $80 million in federal funds. Okay. They want to cut Social Security. They want to cut Medicaid. They want to cut food stamps. They want to cut college financial aid. They want to cut the estate tax. They want to cut capital gains taxes. They want to cut oversight agencies. They want to cut the tax rate for the rich. Republicans. They're trying to destroy America. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy. And this is Air America Radio.
Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Laura Bush created a stir at the Black Tie White House Correspondents' Dinner on Saturday when she upstaged her husband with a routine that included several off-color jokes. She suggested George was no powerhouse in bed, made fun of his aversion to reading, and even used a punchline that asked the audience to envision her husband yanking the genitalia of a horse. Her R-rated bit was odd, but the evening was strange for another reason. Neither she nor her husband made any mention of the troops in Iraq. Not a word of thanks, not a moment of remembrance, nothing about the sacrifices being made. And during his press conference last week, Bush was also silent on this. Is there a pattern to his rhetorical neglect? As violence in Iraq increases and Bush's poll numbers fall, is he avoiding talking about the troops? I don't know, but it's nothing to joke about. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation, for Air America Radio.
1.99%. That's the kind of low interest rate you might hear about on a new car. But when was the last time you heard about a 1.99% interest rate on a mortgage? Now, for a limited time, that's just what you can get from Quicken Loans, with an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call Quicken Loans at 800-651-5633 now to see if Smart Choice is the right choice for you. With a $200,000 loan, your payment would be just $330. Whether you're purchasing or refinancing, call 800-651-5633 to find out about this limited-time offer. Mortgage experts are available until midnight Eastern Time. The 1.99% Smart Choice loan, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-651-5633. 30-year mortgage interest only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-651-5633 now.
According to the EPA, nearly all fish contain traces of mercury. Yet fish is a rich source of omega-3s, important for the health of our heart, mind, and joints. So how do you know your omega-3 supplement is safe? TriOmega removes toxins with an advanced process no ordinary omega-3 can match. And it's concentrated, so unlike others, you only need one each day. Be sure it's pure. Get TriOmega. In fact, if it doesn't say TriOmega, throw it back.
So you've got frequent heartburn. Your wife says,
loosen your belt, sweetheart.
Your buddy says, sleep sitting up. Well, maybe it's time to get your advice from more credible sources. Because now, doctors and pharmacists are recommending Prilosec OTC more than any other OTC acid reducer. It's their number one choice. One pill a day for 24 hours of zero heartburn. It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days for treating frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief, based on share of recommendations.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Rice on North Korea. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice sent a message to North Korea today saying the U.S. and its allies can, quote, deter whatever the North Koreans are up to. She was responding to reports that North Korea had launched a short-range missile into the Sea of Japan yesterday. In reassuring South Korea, Japan, and other allies in the Pacific, Rice told reporters, quote, this is not just between the U.S. and North Korea. Governments in Asia, though, are downplaying the North Korean missile test. A South Korean official says the test involved a short-range missile without nuclear capability. The official says it should not be linked to the dispute over the North's atomic ambitions. North Korea apparently testified the missile into the Sea of Japan on Saturday. In Tokyo, an official of Japan's defense agency says it flew only a short distance and they don't see it as a security threat. A UN conference to review the nuclear nonproliferation treaty started in New York today against a backdrop of protest and a clash of priorities. U.S. negotiators want the conference to focus on keeping North Korea and Iran from developing nuclear weapons. But non-nuclear states are targeting the Americans and other powers that have the bomb, accusing them of foot-dragging on disarmament. A goal of the treaty is to achieve complete disarmament. The internal fighting has derailed completion of agenda for the month-long conference. On the streets outside the United Nations yesterday, protesters made their priorities clear. Abolish nuclear weapons now. A military judge in Texas accepted a guilty plea from Lindy England today. The Army private appeared in some of the most widely seen photos of mistreatment of Iraqi detainees at the Abu Ghraib prison. She entered guilty pleas today to 7 counts, including 4 counts of maltreating prisoners. In exchange, prosecutors dropped another count of committing an indecent act and a count of dereliction of duty. A jury of officers and enlisted soldiers will now decide her punishment after a sentencing hearing. Although the charges carry a maximum sentence of 11 years, prosecutors and defense lawyers have reached a pretrial agreement for a lesser maximum sentence. Taiwan's president inviting China to peace talks under principles of democracy, peace, and equality. That invitation following a high-profile trip to the mainland by the head of Taiwan's biggest opposition party. That political leader made a similar request for negotiations. The president says the door for dialogue and negotiation is still open. A study says the number of Asian Americans on primetime TV does not represent their numbers in the U.S. Asians make up 5% of the U.S. population, but on national television they play only 2.7% of regular characters. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
This invitation may change the way you look at life if you're dependent on glasses or contact lenses to see at distance or for reading. Customized laser vision treatments that correct the unique imperfections in your vision 25 times more accurately than other methods are now available at New York Presbyterian Hospital, Weill Cornell Medical Center. Dr. Sandra Belmont, director of the cornea service at Cornell Medical College, provides the most advanced and precise FDA-approved wave scan-driven corrections to safely improve eyesight for people with problems reading and seeing at distance, and help throw away your glasses and contact lenses. To see what you've been missing and learn more about wave scan-driven and no-touch laser vision procedures, call Dr. Belmont at 212-746-2020. That's 212-746-2020. Or visit us at www.cornelllaservision.com. That's www.cornelllaservision.com.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now. For example, a male non-tobacco user age 40 can apply for a $500,000 policy for less than $21 per month. For free quotes, call 800-670-LIFE. That's 800-670-LIFE, or visit lifequotes.com to view the lowest rate.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
On Monday's Rachel Maddow show, I was as cross-eyed mad as Laura Bush at this weekend's White House Correspondents' Dinner. You know, for almost a year, the Justice Department Inspector General has been trying to release his report on what the FBI screwed up before 9/11, but they will not let him. His latest attempt? Not only denied, but buried deep in the Saturday papers. If this goes on, I too may start making awkward jokes about milking male horses. Tune in to Tuesday's Rachel Maddow show, Air America Radio's new front page.
Welcome back. It's just about 7 past the hour. This is Air America. My name is Mike Malloy. Thanks for joining us. Just a couple more here, and then I want to get some phone calls in here. I'm sure you've been following this story over the past few days. I don't know where the story is right now, but this is about the 13-year-old girl in Florida who was in the custody of the state. And as Laura Schlesinger would say, she got knocked up. In other words, the state did not keep her in very good custody, and she has become pregnant. Now she's told she can't have an abortion because she lacks the maturity to make that sort of decision. And by the way, Florida has a state law which specifically does not require a minor to seek parental consent before an abortion. Can you imagine this child's life? A state court in Florida has issued an injunction which prevents the girl from terminating this pregnancy. She's 3 months pregnant, planned to have an abortion on Tuesday of this week. She's 13. Florida's Department of Children and Families, that's the crack organization that was thinking about taking custody of Terry Schiavo. That's also the organization that issued the report last week that said Terry Schiavo, in 15 years of being in a waking dead state, had never been abused, regardless of how many Christian Christ killers had accused her husband of abusing her. But the Department of Children and Families intervened here. This child had an appointment with a doctor to have an abortion. Department of Children and Families took the matter to court, arguing that this teenager who is under the care of the state is too young and immature to make an informed medical decision. Okay. The judge in Palm Beach accepted that argument, granted a temporary injunction, ordered psychological evaluation, which effectively blocks her from terminating this pregnancy. I would think that forcing a 13-year-old to carry an unwanted pregnancy to term against her wishes is not only illegal in Florida, but also cruel. I've said it a million times. I'll say it a million and one. I hate abortion. But like most pro-choice people, that makes me no different. Nobody likes abortion. It's the destruction of potential, and we don't like that, do we? It's a 13-year-old child. Jesus. Okay, and here's the other horror story. This one's from Texas. And I put this on the front page of Air America's website today, an open invitation to all these Christo-fascist Christ killers, the ones who defile Jesus' name. You know the crew. You know who I'm talking about. Tom DeLay and Randall Terry and Bill Frist and all the evangelicals and Robertson and the Dominionists who say that the Christian faith should have dominion over the planet. All those culture of life right-wingers, all those thugs who sweated and panted and crawled and moaned and demonstrated and tried to bring little paper cups of water to poor brain-dead Terry Schiavo, huh? Now, where do you suppose they are in this story? The mother of a critically ill baby is trying to figure out where to take her child after being told by doctors at Memorial Hospital in Houston that they're going to stop treating this baby in 10 days. 5-month-old little girl was diagnosed with leukemia just weeks after her birth. Since then, she's undergone a number of different medical treatments, and now she has an infection. The baby's mother says her 5-month-old little girl's mind is fully there. The baby's mother says she knows when we are there, I can't give her up. I can't give up because she won't give up. Now, Mom got a letter from this hospital, Memorial Hermann Hospital, Thursday night. It says simply that doctors believe all medical treatment other than to ease this baby's pain and suffering would be useless, and her parents have 10 days to find another hospital for the baby or her medical care will stop. Now, the lie in there, this is the bill that George W. Bush, the giggling murderer, signed when he was governor of Texas, that says if you have somebody in there on Medicaid or an indigent patient, doesn't make any difference. A baby? Kill it. Doesn't make any difference. An old person? Kill it. If the money is not forthcoming, the hospital, the institution to ease suffering, where you go for healing, the hospital can notify the people in charge of the patient. Get them out of here. You got 10 days. Then we're going to shut everything off. Now, you remember the Sun Hudson story a couple of months ago, where they did this to a baby a few weeks. It wasn't a couple of months ago. And Mom sat there. They unplugged the child, and the child, it was a breathing tube, wasn't it, Kathy? Respirator. They unplugged it, and Mom held onto the baby while the baby took its last breaths and died. These sons of bitches. I've got to be careful with stories like this because I go insane. I just go insane with stories like this. The baby's father says, we will not give up. We will not give up. Baby's mother said, it's about knowing your child and knowing when they're tired and when they can't go on anymore. My baby is not ready to give up. This baby's parents say right now they're focused on finding another facility to care for their daughter. The hospital says decisions like this one are extremely difficult. Yeah, I'm sure they are. If we lived in a sane society, if we lived in a civilized country where there was single-payer health care, this would not happen. Remember the Harry and Louise commercials back in the early 90s targeted against Hillary Clinton's health care plan? Remember?
Oh, I don't know about this. This health care...
You remember those, don't you? Written and put together by the insurance industry and the pharmaceutical industry and the hospital industry and the HMO industry. Harry and Louise didn't think it was a good idea. Let's kill the baby! Kill it! Kill it! Kill it! And you hypocritical sons of bitches, you right-wingers out there, you filthy, filthy right-wingers. Where are you? Huh? Where's Randall Terry? Where are these people? Are you down there in Houston? Are you out in front of Memorial Hermann Hospital, guys? Are you? Huh? Where's Phyllis Schlafly? Where are you, hypocritical thugs? Here is a 5-month-old little girl. She's not brain dead. She is alive. Oh, I'm sorry. She's not a fetus. She's not a mass of cells. She's not a zygote. She's not a blastocyst. Therefore, you have no interest, do you? You hypocritical thugs. You turned your back on Sun Hudson. You're going to turn your back on this one, too. Now, maybe there is no medical reason to try to sustain this child's life. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm not like Bill Frist. I can't look at a story and make a diagnosis. But I do know this. Not one of these Christ-killing fake Christians feels it's necessary to go down and stand in front of this hospital and say, no, don't turn off the life support. Give these people 30 days to find another care facility. Don't kill the baby. No, they're not going to do it. Why? Anybody know? Anybody got any ideas? According to the picture I saw, the parents and the baby are Americans of African descent. We have spent how many days listening to this pampered, spoiled-ass white woman who ran away from her marriage to the point where I'm just sick of it. But here we have a little black baby, a little five-month-old. There she is, little. And leukemia, and a skin infection from being in this hospital. And the hospital is saying, hey, you got 10 days, Mom and Dad, and then we're going to kill her.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I love Street next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-290-2064. That's 800-290-2064. Not available in all states.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it is been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One services at 1-800-695-9092. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans, but on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-695-9092. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-695-9092. That's 1-800-695-9092.
How great would your life be if you could stop drinking? What would happen if you no longer thought about cigarettes? What would your dentist say if you stopped grinding your teeth at night? If you could take tests without test anxiety, relaxed and confident, how good would you feel? If you wake up tomorrow excited about exercise, ready to work out because you love it, how proud would you be? When you're patient and kind with your kids, enjoying them and being an inspiration to them, how much love would you see in their eyes? If you could finally stop procrastinating and beating yourself up for being a failure, how much success could you create? Hi, I'm Wendy Friesen, a clinical hypnotherapist. That's a lot of questions. I do have answers for you. I've helped people all over the world, and I want you to know how easy it is to create the life you want. Listen to a free hypnosis session on my website now. Go to wendy.com. It's W-E-N-D-I.com. Find out how good you can feel, or call us. We'll send you a free CD that will help you feel better fast. 877-68-HAPPY. 877-68-HAPPY.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Regarding the eviction of this this five-month-old little girl in Houston, Eleanor emailed in, even a person living in an apartment is giving 30 days to vacate the premises. Yeah. And Paul just sent this to me. It happened this evening. A Palm Beach County judge in Florida lifted his stay Monday today, allowing a 13-year-old pregnant girl in state custody to have the abortion. The judge withdrew a previous ruling ordering a psychological evaluation of the girl to determine her mental condition. The Department of Children and Families is the teen's legal guardian after she was taken away from her parents for abuse or neglect. Jesus, God. As part of the new ruling, the judge said if the Department of Children and Families did not provide transportation for the teen, she would be placed in the custody of her lawyers. All right, well, what a tragic story. So when do you suppose the right-to-lifers and, you know, the ones that love to crawl across parking lots to prevent abortions and moan and groan, when are they going to show up down there in Houston and lobby and protest on behalf of a five-month-old child that has leukemia and a skin infection? That's all I know. I don't know what the diagnosis of this child is, but I do know this. According to Channel 13 in ABC Channel 13 in Houston, the baby has a leukemia and a skin infection now. And the doctors are saying, goodbye! They're telling her to find someplace else, telling the parents, find someplace else to take the baby. They're not saying your baby's going to die. They're saying, get out of our hospital, find someplace else, you don't have any money. So, when does Pat Robertson and Randall Terry and all those good Christians down in Houston show up in front of this hospital and protest the murder of this child? The institutional murder of this child. Will anybody show? Will anybody care? Will anybody do anything? Nobody did anything for little son Hudson. Huh? Some reporter found out about it, and I think there was one picture of mom holding the baby. Think about this. Are you a parent? Are you a parent? I don't care if your kid is 50 years old. Do you remember? Are you a parent of a little kid? Think about it. Think about holding your child while the hospital disconnects life support and you watch your baby suck in one breath, two, three, four, five. Could you handle it? I couldn't. So I'm sure it'll happen tomorrow, right? Traditional Values Coalition and Dobson's neo-Nazi organization, right? They'll all be down there, huh? They'll be down there trying to bring oxygen or a feeding tube or whatever the hell this child needs. They'll try to be bringing it in, won't they? Six. Seven. The Karen sent this to me, the latest story on this. Oh, there's a picture. Oh, my God. Go to ABC 13. What's their website in Houston? Look at the picture of this little baby and the mom. Oh, my God. That's here. Could the sad case of Kenya Dismuke, that's the child's name, be entering a new phase? Her parents are certainly hoping so. The child is currently slated to be removed from medical treatment at Memorial Hermann Hospital next Monday. She was diagnosed with leukemia in December. She underwent treatment, was later returned to the hospital. A committee at the hospital has decided to discontinue medical care. With chemo, the doctors say the child has about a 5% chance of survival. Without it, she has about 2 weeks to live. If the family doesn't make a decision by next Monday, medical treatment will be discontinued, except for the drugs and the care to relieve pain and suffering. Yeah, okay. All right, moving right along, when we come back, Robertson and some more sound from Andy Card. And Pat Robertson has something interesting to say on this week with George Stephanopoulos on Sunday. And then your phone call. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps to tackle obesity. Imagine a rare herb that simply tells your brain you're full. Imagine you can try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine, it's true. H57 Hoodia is finally available in America in its purest form. The Bushmen of Africa have been harvesting Hoodia for thousands of years to curb hunger, and all you have to do is take two pills before each meal to help reduce your hunger. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight than you ever imagined. Don't be fooled by overpriced imitators. Only H57 Hoodia has the pure Hoodia from South Africa that's been proven to work. The amazing results have been featured on 60 Minutes, CBS News, the BBC, and in newspapers around the world. Don't miss out. Call now for your risk-free supply of H57 South African Hoodia. 1-800-227-0361. That's toll-free. 1-800-227-0361. Unconditional money-back guarantee. 1-800-227-0361. Or visit myh57.com.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
A recent study
found that 52% of single people believe they'll never find the right person. At Match.com, we know better. And to celebrate our 10th anniversary, we've created a new guide so you can make it happen. It's called How to Meet the Right Person in 90 Days. And for a limited time, it's yours, absolutely free. With Match.com and the power of our new guide, you will meet the person that can change your life. What have you got to lose? Visit Match.com and get started today. Absolutely free.
Offer ends May 30th. Visit Match.com for full details.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
A lot of special fond memories.
The boys really love the tree house, and we're hoping that the new family will too.
Well, when we decided to sell our house, the first thing we did was call a realtor.
It was a great relief to have someone that knew what they were doing.
But when I see the realtor R, I feel confident.
Selling a home takes experience, commitment, and a lot of know-how. Ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
We're experts in a lot of things, but selling the house isn't one of them.
A message from your local, state, and national realtor associations.
Attention, Single Air America listeners. I'm here with Brush Lintball.
This is the old Brush Show, Brush Lintball.
To tell you about DemocraticMatch.com. You're listening to Air America because you're intelligent, progressive, and like the thousands of members at DemocraticMatch.com, you don't drink right-wing Kool-Aid.
Right-wing wackos are fine to laugh at on all their radio programs, but no one wants to date one, right?
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Air America listeners and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews.
Take it from me, folks. Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more involved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who listen to Air America, people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. In short, DemocraticMatch.com gives you the opportunity to meet a real soulmate. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
DemocraticMatch.com, yeah.
You're sorry you're late? No, no, no. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself, waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
Tiger Balm presents Jerry Rice.
Starting at wide receiver.
I'm ready for some football.
All-time record holder and Tiger Balm's biggest fan.
Huh?
Especially Tiger Balm's new pain-relieving patch.
You got that right. The patch works for me.
Tiger Balm's pain-relieving patch. Just apply the advanced hydrogel patch and Tiger Balm goes deep. Deep into aching muscles and joints. So, Jerry, go for the balm. The Tiger Balm pain-relieving patch.
Take a tip from me, Jerry Rice. Go for the balm. Tiger Balm. And put the Tiger in your team.
Available at drugstores everywhere.
Hi, this is Al Franken. The Al Franken Show is the only radio show that is guaranteed to actually extend your life. How do we do it? The answer is simple. Antioxidants. Besides antioxidants, the next Al Franken Show will also contain Matt Taibbi from the New York Press, Melanie Sloan with the latest on the disgusting Tom DeLay, and the New Republic's Michael Crowley on the closely related subject of the disgusting lobbyist Jack Abramoff. The Al Franken Show. Listen and live longer for your money back.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
Are you always in confusion, surrounded by illusion?
26 before the hour, Willie T. over at Democratic Underground sent me an email. He's talking about the child who became pregnant in Florida, and then he says, as for the five-month-old in Houston, just in time for Mother's Day. Boy, I'll tell you. James Dobson. You know, Dobson has written a couple of books. One was called Dare to Discipline. There's another one, The Strong-Willed Child, where he advocated, you know, this is that Christian Christ killer, quotes around the word Christian, this dominionist. He's the real power in America where dominionism is. It's not Pat Robertson. It's not Jerry Falwell. Those guys are pikers. Those guys are like, rat trap salesman or something. They have nothing to do with anything anymore. It's Dobson. He's on like a million radio stations and 200 foreign languages. And, you know, this guy if any of these people could be considered to be the mythical Antichrist, I would pick James Dobson. This guy is a real bastard. I mean, just absolutely. Eh? Here's what he says about a couple of quotes. Pain is a marvelous purifier. It is not necessary to beat the child into submission. A little bit of pain goes a long way for a young child. However, the spanking should be of sufficient magnitude to cause the child to cry genuinely. Here's another quote. Some strong-willed children absolutely demand to be spanked, and their wishes should be granted. Two or three stinging strokes on the legs or buttocks with a switch are usually sufficient to emphasize the point, you must obey me. That's another problem I have with these Christian fundamentalists Muslim fundamentalists, and probably Jewish fundamentalists too, although I don't know about Islam and Judaism where it concerns beating children. But these Christian fundamentalists, quotes around the word Christian, they love to beat people, don't they? They love to turn their women into doormats, and they love to beat their children. What does that leave? That leaves the male, the father, the husband. Oh, that's right. He's the dictator in the family, according to these people. Now, the reason this is important is because ABC has decided to run Focus on the Family ads during prime time. That schlocky reality show Super Nanny. And I think during tonight's season finale, Dobson's Focus on the Family, or Destruction of the Family, will be running ads promoting its Focus on Your Child program, which advises parents on how to beat your child. Spanking with sufficient magnitude to cause the child to cry genuinely. Jesus. Now, why is this a big deal? Because this is the same network who refused the ads from the United Church of Christ last year. Remember that? Remember that? The United Church of Christ, who wanted to promote inclusiveness and diversity. Remember? And ABC said, no, it's too controversial. You can't do that. Remember those ads? People walking up to a church and a couple of bouncers and a rope line. No, you can't come in. A couple of men who I guess were supposed to be gay. A couple of women who I guess were supposed to be lesbian. A single mom. A single dad. Whatever the hell it was. Remember those ads? And ABC said, no, we don't accept advocacy ads. You cowardly, cowardly, cowardly people at ABC. You're just disgusting. I swear to God you are. So they're going to allow ads from this pervert who says homosexuals are not monogamous. They want to destroy marriage. They want to destroy the earth. That's what Dobson says. So ABC stifles the speech of a group that promoted inclusiveness and diversity. And they're going to run ads from this piece of human wreckage, Dobson. And it says here, what do I have here? Max Blumenthal's blog. It says, Focus's ad buys its first in primetime television. It has ostensibly purchased the ads through its 501c3. That's like the Swift Boat Veterans for Whoredom. They bought the ads through its 501c3, the self-help component of its organization, so it can claim legally that the ads are not political. But they are, and it's absurd to say they're not. On his radio show, Dobson shamelessly begs for money for his Focus on the Family Action, which is his organization's political arm. Now, remember, this is the Christ murderer who put together the Justice Sunday thing, right? Pain, he writes, is a marvelous purifier. Do you suppose that little baby out in Houston feels that way, you psychopath? Huh? You know how leukemia hurts, Mr. Dobson, you pig. Pain is a marvelous purifier. A little bit of pain goes a long way for a young child. You bully. You Christ-killing bully. Mr. Dobson, hell waits for you, pal. Can you imagine? Jesus said it about the little children, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And this man, Dobson, says beat them, break their will, punish, use a switch, a stick. Beat them. A little pain goes a long way. Smack them. Hit them. Beat them. Hit them. Smack them on their little bare buttocks. Their little red asses. Beat them. Beat them. Beat them. Kathy just got in my headphones and said, okay, that's enough. I can't stand child abuse. I cannot stand it. Physical, sexual, I don't care what it is. Psychological, I can't stand it. Pat Robertson said on This Week with George Stephanopoulos yesterday that federal judges are a more serious threat to America than Al-Qaeda and the September 11th terrorists. He said, quote, over 100 years, I think the gradual erosion of the consensus that held our country together is probably more serious than a few bearded terrorists who fly into buildings. Stephanopoulos said, now wait a second, are you saying that an out-of-control liberal judiciary is a worse threat to America than Nazi Germany, Japan, Civil War? And he answered, yes, I really believe that. I think they're destroying the fabric that holds our nation together. These people are so sick. These people should be locked up. They should be put in institutions and never see the light of day again. What happened to all the gays and lesbians and liberals and Jews and feminists and anyone else that Falwell and Robertson sat there and slurped their mouths over on September 13th, 2001? I thought they were the greatest threat to humanity in the United States. And Robertson says, I think we have controlled Al-Qaeda. Oh, really? What, Pat? You know something that we don't know? Huh? But he warned of erosion at home and said judges were creating a tyranny of oligarchy. Stephanopoulos sat there and said, you're saying federal judges are more serious? Yes! These are dominionists. These are people who want to destroy our legal system. They want to destroy our economic system. They want to destroy our social network, our social safety net. They want to destroy everything. They want to destroy women. They want to beat children. They want to murder Jews and Muslims. They want to pile the stack of bodies higher and higher and higher so that their perverted view of some Messiah will step out on this pile of bodies and say, ooh, Pat, ooh, James, ooh, hey, boys, you all did a great job. Lots of murder, lots of blood. God, you all have done great in the 2,000 years since I was here last. This is wonderful, man. Crusades, Inquisition, a destruction of entire populations, beating children, subjugating women, going after people of color. Oh, I love it. That's their belief. which is sick and perverted, because their Jesus is this, I don't know, I guess he's like in the pictures, right? Fair skin, blue eyed, long brown hair. When in fact, Jesus was pretty much a black man. Yeah? Wasn't he? Wasn't he? I mean, how do you define so-called blackness, huh? How do you define skin color and hair hair texture and eye color and right? Isn't that how white people do it? Yeah. But what do you think of this man named Jesus who wandered around the Middle East 2,000 years ago? What do you think he was? He came from what? Ireland, Switzerland, Sweden. Aye. Okay, enough church. Right after this break, we're going to take some phone calls, then we're going to do some more Andy Card, and next hour, all phone calls. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, my name is Joy, and I'm a mystery shopper. Now, my friends think I have the absolute dream job. Don't get me wrong, it's great, but I tell them there's a little bit of work involved. I have to get out of bed, get dressed, plan out which shops to go to, and evaluate my shopping experience. Well, sure, I get paid to shop, but it's not like I can just sleep in and watch soap operas all day. Now, that would be a dream job.
Have you ever wondered how people get an inside track to become a paid mystery shopper? If you're self-disciplined and self-motivated, there are over 40,000 retail chains looking for mystery shoppers across the country. We work with large retailers, grocery chains, restaurants, and banks who need shoppers to evaluate things like customer service, store cleanliness, and parking. So if you like to shop and have a valid email address, we have assignments available now for men and women 18 years and older. Call 1-800-416-0859 to find out how you can get paid to shop. That's 1-800-416-0859. Paid shopping assignments are now available in your area. 1-800-416-0859.
By now you've heard that Canadian prescription drug prices are up to 85% less expensive than they are in the U.S. Mary Purcell heard and ordered her Plavix and saved $114 on a 90-day supply. If you're buying any prescription medication, it's time to call Advocare at 1-888-471-4721. Canadian snowbirds have been using Advocare for years to have their medications mailed to their favorite travel destinations. AARP magazine ranked Advocare one of the top pharmacies in Canada. They're the only Canadian pharmacy with a U.S. non-resident license. The state government of Illinois has concluded that Advocare's procedures are exceeding the U.S. government's requirements. You can save, too, by calling Advocare at 1-888-471-4721 or visit their website at pharmacyonthenet.com. Your medications are guaranteed to be delivered right to your door, and you save up to 85%. Compare that with what you're paying now. It's so easy, and the money you will save is incredible. Call 1-888-471-4721 or log on to pharmacyonthenet.com.
Planet Check. Planet Check.
Who owns all of those trees in the national forest? We do.
Americans are being restricted from commenting on the use of our public lands. Scott Paul, Forest Campaign Coordinator for Greenpeace, explains.
These policies are being put in place to allow forest companies to forego the Endangered Species Act, the Clean Water Act. Some of the most bedrock environmental laws in this country are being dismantled and people are unaware.
60 million Americans get their clean drinking water off of national forest lands.
There's decades of work to be done in our national forests just in restoration alone. Hundreds of thousands of logging roads to nowhere scarring our national forest system, and these roads have a very adverse environmental effect.
To see the forest and not just the trees, branch out and learn more at www.greenpeace.org. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Esurance, an auto insurance company that saves green for your wallet and the environment. Save some green and get your quote today at esurance.com.
Singing a song, side by side.
You learn a lot when you look at things side by side. So try this. Put New Promise Buttery Spread side by side with the spread you're currently using. You'll love these facts about New Promise. Promise with heart health essentials like omega-3 and B vitamins helps maintain a healthy heart when eaten instead of butter or margarine as part of a healthy diet. Plus, there's only 1.5 grams saturated fat per serving, which is 40% less than regular Smart Balance spread. And New Promise has the creamy, buttery taste people love. In fact, it's our healthiest and tastiest buttery spread yet. So if you want to feed your healthy side and your tasty side, get New Promise Buttery Spread. Side by side. Promise, taking your health to heart. For exciting offers and heart-healthy recipes, go to PromiseHealthyHeart.com. Your host for a Peance Freeance future, it's Mike Malloy.
I'm going to leave the city, got to get away. All this fussing and fighting, man, you know I sure can't stay.
10 before the hour, we'll do the Andy Card stuff when we come back. Let's do some phone calls here. Edie is calling from Atlanta. Hey, Edie, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
I'm okay. Thanks for taking my call. I was wondering if you had come across a publication called The Revolution.
I don't think so.
Well, it's a new communist newspaper. My daughter, the joke here is I'm Franklin and she's Eleanor, because I'm not able to get out and she is.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and she brought home a bundle of these papers. I don't know what she did with the rest of them, but she gave me a copy, and it's a the kinder, gentler Communist Party that has learned from the mistakes of the Soviet Union and China. And they're showing up at these Democratic meetings and mixers and things.
Uh-huh.
And,
well, that's all the right-wing needs right now, is to find out that some revitalized offshoot or direct descendant of the Communist Party is showing up at
I don't know if they're making any points. I'm just saying that they're there, and they're there.
Right.
For the reasons that they're always there. They see.
Where's your daughter getting this publication? I'd like to see it.
Well, gee, I'll mail you my copy. I don't.
That's all right. That's all right. Is she getting it out of a box on the street or?
She was at a recent get together, you know, with Democrats. And, you know, Democrats don't have guards at the door just to make sure you're loyal.
And, it's called Revolution?
It's called The Revolution. And the front of this paper, this issue that I have, has a giant globe on the front with broken chains on it.
Mm.
It's pretty, you know, provocative.
All right. Well, I'll find it somewhere. If it's out there, I will track that sucker down.
Well.
But I don't want you to send me your copy. That's okay. I'll find it.
Okay. But they're there for the same reasons they always show up when they see that the party that's supposed to represent the people, like the Democrats, aren't really doing it anymore. And so, you know, they're sniffing around.
Mm-hmm.
So we do need another party in this country. I just wish it was called something else. You know?
Yeah, well, sure.
Yeah.
Maybe the Socialist Workers' Party. Maybe that would work.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, I hear you.
But from what I've read, it's pretty benign stuff because it's, a lot of it is stuff that I hear from liberals and believe myself.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I wanted to, since you were talking about the child with leukemia that's being cut off.
Yes.
You know, back when Georgie, the gargoyle we have as so-called president, was a little boy. He had a sister that died from leukemia. Because back then, leukemia was an automatic death sentence. It was just a little girl.
Right.
And that's when this, apparently this skull-sucking mama's boy got to be so close to his mother when he comforted her when the little girl died. Now, Barbara Bush could make one phone call and save this child's life.
Oh, sure. Sure. Yeah, in a heartbeat. But no, there's no money in it. So, you know.
Oh, well. Thanks, Mike. I just want to let you know about the...
I'll try to find it. Thanks, Edie. All right. You have a nice evening. Helen is calling from Illinois. Hey, Helen.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I want to tell you I hate these people, too.
Well, good.
First-time caller, and when is are we getting the station in Illinois?
Well, I hope it's soon. Do you live in Chicago?
Near Chicago.
Well, I hope it happens soon. Like I've said before, those kind of decisions are made way above my pay grade, but I understand they're working on it. I would love to be back on the air in Chicago. Hell, I could bring in 500,000 listeners. The rest of the network would bring in the other 6 million.
I keep waiting for you. I keep listening every day and hoping that they'll announce. We just moved from the Quad City area, and I noticed they have one in Davenport, Iowa, and I thought,
yeah.
Davenport gets one, and Chicago doesn't have one.
Yeah, isn't that just hell? I mean, here, if there is a more Democratic city in the United States, I'd like to know what it is.
Right.
A more Democrat than Chicago, and you know, they're Democratic almost to a fault. When we were there, there were 50 city council members. I think they call them aldermen. 50. And 49 of them were Democrat. Now, I don't think that's I don't think that's good, but that's how Democrat Chicago is.
Absolutely.
Right. And but this network can't get into the Chicago market on one of these big massive stations. At least not yet. You never know what's right around the corner, though. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I hope it's coming soon.
I do too.
Well, this morning after Paul Harvey was on, I have to listen to him every day just to drive myself nuts. But I said to my husband, I said, I'm going to call into Air America, and it was funny that you mentioned him tonight because he has so many inaccuracies, and why is he just not policed for what he says? Is there any reason why?
He's a right-winger, and right-wingers are allowed to say anything they want to, Helen, at any time. It never has to be the truth. Only Democrats, only liberals, let me change that, only liberals are required to say the truth. Only progressives.
Last week he was talking about Jeffords resigning. He says, well, there's another Democrat jumping ship. And I thought, that's not right. He's
right.
Not a Democrat. And then today he was talking about the guy that was on 60 Minutes last night who was an interpreter and has written a book about the torture.
In Guantanamo, yeah.
Yes.
And what did Mr. Harvey have to say about that?
He said the exact word wasn't little inconveniences, but it was something like that. For their inconveniences, they can lop off Americans' heads, but for their little inconveniences, they're in trouble.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's Paul Harvey for you.
Yeah.
Paul Harvey has a weird thing for horses, so I just don't trust him. Hey, listen, thanks. I appreciate you checking in, Helen. I hope we're soon on the air in Chicago. You have a nice evening, okay?
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Quick break, folks. We'll be back. We have Andy Card. You're going to love this nonsense. I think. I hope. Stick around, okay? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-888-293-WORD. That's 293-WORD. 1-888-293-WORD.
Preposterous! The new Surgeon General's report on bone health names four essential elements for building strong bones. Calcium, vitamin D, magnesium, and now phosphorus. Anything less is, well, preposterous! Many calcium supplements have the first three, but since millions of women are phosphorus deficient, they need the formula found only in the orange box, Posture D. Because building bones without phosphorus is, as you know,
preposterous. I'm worried that there are things that are going to burn me.
I had to constantly be meeting people.
Open house, that's somebody else's job.
I figured I could sell it on my own to save a little bit of money.
I don't even know enough to know that I don't know.
The first thing we did was call a realtor.
As soon as I saw that realtor art, he put me right at ease.
If you're thinking about selling your home, you need some help. Ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
For sale by owner, but not by this owner.
A message from your local, state, and national realtor associations.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. There's little serious momentum in Congress to overhaul Social Security. Nonetheless, President Bush hits the road again later today to tout aggressive reforms. The president will speak at an auto manufacturing plant in Mississippi. White House spokesman Scott McClellan warned about congressional inaction.
We need to make sure that Social Security is permanently sound. It is on an unsustainable course, and the facts are very clear that if we don't act, the only alternative is massive benefit cuts or massive tax increases.
In a White House news briefing, McClellan challenged Democrats to propose some reforms of their own. Both the U.S. Army and Marines have fallen short of their recruiting goals for April. It's the third month in a row the Army has missed its recruiting goal, and the fourth month in a row for the Marines. The Army National Guard has missed every monthly recruiting goal so far this fiscal year. Army Recruiting Command spokesman Douglas Smith said recruiting efforts are being hampered by the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with an improving civilian job market. Meanwhile, some defense analysts believe the U.S. may be forced to consider reviving the draft if recruitment stays low. In Minnesota, 400 National Guard troops from the Duluth area are on their way overseas. Governor Pawlenty traveled to northeast Minnesota for the farewell ceremony for the 148th Fighter Wing.
The nature of the threat to our country has changed, and so the nature of the response has had to change. The individuals who stand here are the folks who stand up, and I said, answer the call to serve the mission, to protect our interests, and we're so deeply grateful for them.
The deployment is the biggest military zone call-up for Duluth-based soldiers since World War II. They're headed for Iraq and surrounding areas. Army reservist Lindy England could face up to 11 years in prison when she returns to the military court at Fort Hood, Texas. The most visible American in photos that emerged in the Abu Ghraib prison abuse scandal entered guilty pleas to 11 of the 9 criminal charges against her at her court-martial. That was part of an agreement reached with prosecutors. First Lady Laura Bush made headlines with her performance at the annual White House Correspondents Association dinner, and she also raised some eyebrows with some comments she made about the president, sarcastically calling him Mr. Excitement, who was usually sound asleep at 9 o'clock, leaving her to watch Desperate Housewives. Mrs. Bush said she actually likes being at the Correspondents Association event.
In the future, when you see me just quietly sitting up here, I want you to know I'm happy to be here for a reason. I love and enjoy being with the man who usually speaks to you on these occasions.
You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
When was the last time your child read to you? Did he enjoy it? Or was it an awkward, uncomfortable experience? If your child is afraid to read, becomes frustrated easily, or just avoids reading altogether, then he may need some help with his reading skills. Well, you're not alone. Research shows that 3 out of 4 children will need extra help learning to read. The phonics game is the answer. It can succeed where flashcards and worksheets have failed. The phonics game is a fun series of skill and confidence-building games that teach all the rules of reading and spelling. Once your child understands these rules, reading won't be such a frightening task. So don't take a chance with such an important skill as reading. Listen to your child read, and then call the phonics game.
Call now, 1-800-801-GAME. 1-800-801-GAME. That's 1-800-801-GAME. Call now, 1-800-801-GAME.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Hi, this is Al Franken. The Al Franken Show is the only radio show that is guaranteed to actually extend your life. How do we do it? The answer is simple, antioxidants. Besides antioxidants, the next Al Franken Show will also contain Matt Taibbi from the New York Press, Melanie Sloan with the latest on the disgusting Tom DeLay, and the New Republic's Michael Crowley on the closely related subject of the disgusting lobbyist Jack Abramoff. The Al Franken Show. Listen and live longer for your money back.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. Our bureau chief in Bangkok, Thailand. Yes, we have one there. His name is Chris. He writes about Robertson on Stephanopoulos' program yesterday, talking about how close he, Robertson, is with Rudy Giuliani. You know, they're real good buds. And, of course, you've got to keep in mind, Rudy Giuliani is the guy who locked his wife out of her home and moved his whore in. Moved his mistress in. And he's married her now, which makes her no longer a mistress. Now, she's the wife until Rudy decides to, get a little on the side someplace else. But that's Robertson's good buddy, the guy who locked his wife out of her home, moved his mistress in. Oh, the hypocrisy. Oh, so what? Okay, let's do this real quick. If you're on hold, stick around. I want you to hear this. This is Andy Card on Meet the Oppressed yesterday with Tim Russert. Now, there's a soundbite in here from April the 22nd of Darth Cheney. Andy Card may have surpassed Rove and Scotty McClellan in the spin game, as you'll hear in these next few sound clips. Now, here in this first one, Andy is answering Tim Russert's question about Bush's promise not to get involved in the debate over the filibuster. Russert begins by saying, Mr. Card, Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid suggested that Cheney's comments two Fridays ago amounted to a broken promise from Bush. Reid said, quote, last week I met with the president and was encouraged when he told me he would not become involved in Republican efforts to break the Senate rules. Now it appears he was not being honest, and the White House is encouraging this raw abuse of power, end quote. So, Russert says to Andy Card, Let's watch the Vice President's comments here in question.
If the Senate majority decides to move forward, and if the issue is presented to me in my elected office as President of the Senate and presiding officer, I will support bringing those nominations to the floor for an up or down vote.
Isn't that breaking the President's word to Harry Reid? The Vice President is also the President of the Senate. He's the only individual in our great democracy that is part of the legislative branch and the executive branch. He's part of Article 1, the United States Senate. He's part of Article 2 as Vice President of the United States.
So he wasn't speaking for the President.
He was speaking as the President of the Senate.
We're supposed to buy this crap, huh? Does Cheney have multiple personality disorder, perhaps? Don't you love the way these, you know, Mr. Cheney, you ought to go read your old lady's novel on lesbian sex and, oh no, don't do that. You'll have a heart attack. Now it gets better. On the Bolton confirmation, Russert begins by quoting Time magazine. Here's the quote in Time. Quote, Bolton's pattern of intimidation was also aimed at distorting vital intelligence. Government sources tell Time that during President Bush's first term, Bolton frequently tried to push the CIA to produce information to conform to and confirm with his own views. Quote, whenever his staff sent testimony speeches over for clearance, often it was full of stuff which was not based on anything we could find, end quote, says a retired official familiar with the intelligence clearance process. Those episodes, Time says, frequently involved statements Bolton wanted to make about the intentions and weapons capabilities of Cuba and North Korea. Two analysts, Time writes, one at the State Department, the other at the CIA, told the committee they had run afoul of Bolton in 2002 after they warned that he was making assertions in a speech about Cuba's weapons programs that could not be backed up by U.S. intelligence. Bolton, they said, tried to have them removed from their jobs. And then Russert says, so, Mr. Card, after the fiasco with the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, is it prudent to have someone at the United Nations who has said to the American intelligence community, I want to say this, and you can't back it up, and if you can't, then fire the person who won't give me the data I want?
That may be a stretch of reality, Tim. I think that he has been a good, tough diplomat. He pushes very hard to get America's position known by the world and to find allies in the war on terror and the efforts to have no more nuclear proliferation. He's the kind of person we need at the United Nations, especially right now where that institution needs to be reformed.
But if the committee does reject him and several Republicans have expressed reservations, will the President ask for a full vote before the Senate?
I haven't seen any indication that the committee he's going to reject them, so I don't buy your premise.
Yeah, well, that's good for you, Andy. Little pissant. God, these people are irritating, aren't they? All right, now, Senator Hillary Clinton questioning Vice Admiral Lowell Jacoby. Now, this is important. I got to drop this in here because this will tie into the next Andy Card quote. But this was back last Thursday, April 28th. Now, this exchange between Senator Clinton and Vice Admiral Lowell Jacoby is crucial to the next Card sound clip I'm going to play for you in a second, where Card makes an unbelievable claim. But in the Senate Armed Service Committee last Thursday, Vice Admiral Jacoby, Director of the Defense Intelligence Agency, the DIA, confirmed for the first time publicly by any administration official that North Korea has the ability to arm a missile with a nuclear device. Now, Jacoby also confirmed the administration's assessment that North Korea has the ability to deploy a two-stage ICBM that could reach the continental United States. Now, this is a capability, truth seeker, they have only developed since Bush has been in office and made the world a safer place to be.
Do you assess that North Korea has the ability to arm a missile with a nuclear device?
Assessment is that they have the capability to do that. Yes, ma'am.
And do you assess that North Korea has the ability to deploy a two-stage intercontinental missile, nuclear missile, that could successfully hit U.S. territory?
Yes, the assessment on a two-stage missile would give capability to reach portions of U.S. territory, and the projection on a three-stage missile would be that it would be able to reach most of the continental United States.
Okay, now that's the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency. So, Russert poses the question of North Korea's newfound nuclear capabilities to Andy Card yesterday, beginning with this quiz from the New York Times. Here's what the Times said. Nicholas Kristof framed it as a quiz. How many nuclear weapons did North Korea produce in Bill Clinton's 8 years of office? Question two. How many nuclear weapons has it produced so far in Bush's 4 years in office? The answer to the first question, by all accounts, is zero. The answer to the second, about six.
Could it be said that President Bush was so focused on Iraq that another far greater threat emerged, and that six nuclear bombs were developed by North Korea on his watch?
Or on President Clinton's watch. Some of those weapons may well have been produced as the North Koreans were violating the agreement that they had with President Clinton.
No, they weren't violating the agreement they had with President Clinton where it concerned the development of intercontinental ballistic missiles tipped with nuclear weapons, you lying bastard. But that's the spin. See, here we go. Oh, well, this happened. We've been in office 5 years, but all of it happened on Bill Clinton's watch. Everything is Bill Clinton's fault. It's all Bill Clinton. Here, the director of intelligence, the head of the DIA, whose organization now is going to have to provide all its reports to a mass killer, Chertoff of the devil. Isn't he in charge of intelligence, Chertoff? Hell, I don't know anymore. Or is that Negro? No, it's Negroponte. What's Chertoff do? Oh, that's right. He's Homeland Security. It's hard to keep these ghouls separate, you know? So, Negroponte, who is an old hand at lies and distortions and murder and hangings and disappearances and electrocutions and rape and torture, he's going to be the one now that this general has to answer to. The general says, well, yeah, well, they now have the capability. But Russer gets on there, what's his name, Andy Carr gets on there and says, well, yeah, it probably happened on Clinton's watch. Not ours. We've only been protecting America for 5 years. Couldn't have happened on our watch.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. 40 million Americans suffer from allergies, 17 million from asthma, 37 million from sinus infections. Here's the thought. Change the air you breathe. An Auric Professional Air Purifier completely renews the air in an average-sized room every 10 minutes. Try it free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200.
A recent study found that 52% of single people believe they'll never find the right person. At Match.com, we know better. And to celebrate our 10th anniversary, we've created a new guide so you can make it happen. It's called How to Meet the Right Person in 90 Days. And for a limited time, it's yours, absolutely free. With Match.com and the power of our new guide, you will meet the person that can change your life. What have you got to lose? Visit Match.com and get started today. Absolutely free.
Offer ends May 30th. Visit Match.com for full details.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
When was the last time your child read to you? Did he enjoy it? Or was it an awkward, uncomfortable experience? If your child is afraid to read, becomes frustrated easily, or just avoids reading altogether, then he may need some help with his reading skills. Well, you're not alone. Research shows that 3 out of 4 children will need extra help learning to read. The phonics game is the answer. It can succeed where flashcards and worksheets have failed. The phonics game is a fun series of skill and confidence-building games that teach all the rules of reading and spelling. Once your child understands these rules, reading won't be such a frightening task. So don't take a chance with such an important skill as reading. Listen to your child read, and then call the phonics game.
Call now, 1-800-801-GAME. 1-800-801-GAME. That's 1-800-801-GAME. Call now, 1-800-801-GAME.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS's statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
Past the hour. Let me hold off on this last Andy Card quote here for just another couple of minutes. Megan is calling from Atlanta. I think Megan's your right winger, so we want to bump her up to the head of the line. Yes, Megan, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Okay, what you got on your mind, Megan?
Well, I would first of all like to commend you for being in Atlanta. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, okay.
I do think that most Atlanta listeners, which are definitely on the conservative end, that's for very sure, would switch you off the dial immediately because you berate Christians, first of all.
No, Megan, you're giggling like you're stoned. How old are you?
I'm 24, and
okay, you're 24. Let me ask you something. Are you a right winger?
Well.
Okay. Obviously, you are.
Right winger.
Okay. Wait a second. Hold on. Just a second, Megan. I don't know what to do with you here. I'm trying to make up my mind. You listen. All right. That's A. B. You never, ever once in your young life listening to this program have ever heard me attack or assault or downgrade Christians. What you hear me attacking, degrading, and downplaying are fake Christians. I usually say quotes around the word.
Excuse me.
Mind your manners, okay? Show a little respect for your elders here. All right. You called. No. You called me and you just made a charge. I'm going to answer the charge before you can talk again. If you insist on talking, I'm just going to hang up on you. Okay. I will. I'll just hang up on you because callers like yours are a dime a dozen. They really don't mean anything to me. But when somebody accuses me of doing something, and which I haven't done, then I'm going to respond to it. Here's the response. You never, ever. I was brought up a Christian, Baptist, and Methodist, and I have great respect for the teachings of Jesus. I have no respect for these filthy, Christ-killing, murderous, fake Christians who wander the countryside with all these traditional value coalition crap organizations, thugs and murderers like Falwell and Robertson and Dobson and the rest of them. Now, either that sinks into your young head or it doesn't.
It does, which is where I agree with you. But all I'm saying is that maybe if you really want people to listen to you, that,
yes?
That you should...
Okay, Megan, listen. I don't need the critique. I've been in radio longer than you've been alive, so I appreciate your concern that no one listened to the show, but I'm not too concerned about it. You have a nice evening. Goodbye, sweetheart. Have a nice life. Jesus, going to advise me on how to do radio. I can't stand it. Let me see here. Who do I want to go to next? Walter is calling from New York City, from Harlem, he says. Hey, Walter, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. How are you doing? I'm really enjoy your passion, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. I want to touch on something that Megan said, you know, that you're attacking the Christians or what have you. There's kind of a hypocrisy going on with the Christian right. I mean, I'm like you. I have nothing against religion, but when religion begins to, like, invade values such as, let's say, abortion, okay, they love the baby when it's in the womb. They love it, they want to protect it. But the minute it's out the womb, and let's say it's an affordable housing that they want to turn into condos, they're going to drop kick that baby right out of a window. You know what I mean?
Oh, sure. And it's not just the issue of abortion. These fake Christians are anti-life. They're really anti-God. Which is, you know, I don't have any problems with that since I don't believe that nonsense. But they're anti-life, they're anti-American, they're anti-woman, they're anti-child, they're pro-war, they're pro-death. Really, I've never seen anything like it in my life. Let me put you on hold a second. Let me put you on hold a second, Walter. I'll come back to you because I want to squeeze in this last little soundbite here. This is my favorite quote. From Andy Card the other day. He had this to say about Bush's special relationship with the Saudi royal family. Tim Russert says, let me show you some other video from this week. Here's the president greeting Crown Prince Abdullah of Saudi Arabia, kissing him and then holding hands with the crown prince. Why such tender treatment for the Saudis?
Well, Crown Prince Abdullah has been a wonderful ally in the war on terror. And he's an older gentleman who came to the ranch. The president was showing him great respect, but he was also walking on a path that was not that stable. So the president was helping the Crown Prince along this rocky path up to his office down at the ranch.
Uh-huh. So here's the guy who sent 15 bombers to this country on September 11th. The president is helping the crown prince along this rocky path. And at that point, that's when the prince stumbled and fell into W's lips. No wonder Pickles goes to Chippendales, right?
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Is the FDA doing enough to protect you from drugs with hidden side effects? Not even FDA employees think so. Two-thirds of the FDA's own scientists say the agency isn't adequately monitoring the safety of drugs on the market. This month's Mother Jones reports on an FDA scientist who was told to be quiet when he discovered one drug's deadly side effects. Before the Vioxx scandal hit, the FDA's David Graham found that the drug increased the risk of heart attacks. But FDA officials took no action and told him to be quiet. A month later, the makers of Vioxx found the same thing and recalled the drug themselves, even though the FDA had known it had done nothing. Sources close to the FDA tell Mother Jones that incidents like this happen all the time. To see how the FDA's lax standards are putting your health at risk, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Listen up, men. You can now get a free 30-day sample box of Ensite, the once-a-day tablet for natural male enhancement. Although launched in 2001, Ensite continues to be the best-selling male supplement in North America, with millions of satisfied long-term users. Ensite customers report significant improvement in sexual response and quality. Non-prescription Ensite is extremely effective, yet has not shown to interact with medications or have adverse side effects. Ensite has a 93% customer satisfaction rating and an 83% reorder rate. If you would like a free 30-day sample box, just visit Ensite.com. That's E-N-Z-Y-T-E.com. Or call 1-800-778-5290. Free samples are only available while supplies last. So call 1-800-778-5290. 1-800-778-5290. Ensite, the once-a-day tablet for natural male enhancement. 1-800-778-5290.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry. Somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200. 1200.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So, reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
Five tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of five whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of five tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shoppe brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
The Maturity Report.
These guys wanted to control not the oil to get it for us cheaper. They wanted to control the spigot. Think about your time back in high school or in college. The person who controls the keg makes all the friends.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
It's a slight derivation of that. We're going to control the oil spigot, and that's the way that we compete with whatever country it is that we perceive as some type of threat.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
Yeah, indeed. 26 before the hour. Let's go back to Walter now, who called in from Harlem. All right. We're talking about these Christian right hypocrites, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Where were we, Walter?
Well, there's so much to talk about, but I'm going to limit it down to two.
Okay.
I'm going to bring up one of my... I debate a lot of right-wingers, and it's a lot of fun because basically when you bring fact and evidence, they just fold, you know?
Oh, yeah, I don't have the stomach for it. I just can't. I just can't do it.
Really? I kind of take it as pretty good exercise. But I'll bring up one of my favorite debates. One of them was about the Iraq War, and I remember we were discussing the Iraq War, and I just popped the question at him. I was like, are you for a draft? And he said, no, I'm not for a draft.
Right.
And I was like, now, wait a second. How can you be for a war but against the draft and call yourself a patriot? I'm for a war so long as I or none of my loved ones have to fight it. It's a total hypocrisy.
Okay, I see. I'm beginning to see how you have fun with these freaks.
Oh, my God. It's a lot of fun. I mean, automatically, he just kind of backed off, and the argument was over. Second thing I wanted to bring up was one of the funniest and best stories about Bush that I've ever heard in my life, and not a lot of people know it. It's in a book called Divided We Stand by Roger Simon.
Okay.
And Bush, when he was campaigning in 2000, he was flying around in his plane, you know, city to city, and the plane was dubbed Great Expectations.
Right.
So he brought some reporters on one day, you know, just to kind of get a little bit more in the limelight, and he's talking to the reporters, joking around with them, chumming with them, calling them Poncho and giving them nicknames.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them says, I noticed that the name of your plane is Great Expectations. Have you read the novel?
Right.
And Bush didn't know what he was talking about.
Well, of course not.
I mean, if I were Karl Rove and I had a piece of property that cost, like, I don't know, $500,000, and I called it Great Expectations, I would pull Bush aside and I would say, now listen, George, this plane, it's named Great Expectations. It's based on the novel by Dickens. The main character is Pip. That's all you have to know.
Yeah, but this is the Bush crime family, and they celebrate willful ignorance, whether it is scholastic ignorance or ignorance of government or ignorance of how communities relate. They love ignorance.
Well, Bush even exercises his ignorance by proudly admitting that he never reads newspapers. The only news
right.
that he receives is from his own administration, which is propaganda. I mean, it is your job as the leader of this country to get to basically research what everybody thinks. Get a balanced side. Read everything that you can.
You'd think that would be the right way to do it, wouldn't you? Hey, Walter, thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate it. I hope
thanks for keeping me on hold and continuing this conversation.
Well, that's my pleasure. I hope we hear from you again. Take care.
Hey, first time caller, I'll call back.
Thank you, sir. Jerry is calling from Long Island, who's been holding on since forever. Jerry, welcome to the program.
No problem, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. Well, you know, while I'm on hold, I'm listening to you, thank God. Thank God I don't have to listen to some right-winger while I'm on hold.
Yeah, well, I agree.
Speaking of fake Christians, that's just what I want to talk about tonight is one of these fake Christians, Pat Robertson. To me, what a religious phony the man is. He's such a big hypocrite. And of course, that's one of the reasons you will not see him down in Houston this anytime soon to protest what's happening to that little five-month-year-old.
Five-month-old little baby girl. Yeah, no, he won't be there. None of these Christo-fascists would go anywhere near a situation where a few phone calls, a little bit of pressure might work in favor of this family, right, and this little five-year-old. They would five-month-old. They would rather cluster around like vultures around someone who's been dead for 15 years. God, these people just irritate me.
And for anybody, any conservatives out there want to know why people on Air America criticize fake Christians like this so much, has to do with the fact, well, Pat Robertson was on This Week with George Stephanopoulos, as you know, you discussed earlier. But you think some of the comments he made about judges were outrageous. There were three other areas where he made comments that I'd like to touch on. He gave a list of his three favorite presidential candidates for 2008, which you touched on a little bit. Then he gave his Judeo-Christian qualifications for office. And I phrase it that way because he himself more or less phrased it that way. He said that in his book that only Jews and Christians are qualified to serve in government. And George Stephanopoulos asked Pat Robertson about that, and he tried to wiggle out of it and weasel out of it. He tried to say, well, I was only referring to a hypothetical situation of who I would like to see in my cabinet or cabinet of someone I would vote for president for. But George Stephanopoulos said, no, you said in your book that you said you were talking about people who are qualified to serve in government, and you said that Hindus and Muslims were not qualified and that only Jews and Christians were qualified to serve in government.
Yeah, Buddhists aren't, atheists aren't, agnostics aren't, freethinkers aren't, humanists aren't, but go ahead.
It's incredible. I mean, what a bigot this man is. So basically, that's bad enough on that, because obviously the man is an anti-Hindu, anti-Muslim bigot who only thinks, and he's, as you just pointed out now, he's also an anti-atheist, anti-agnostic bigot as well, who feels that the only people who should serve, and an anti-Buddhist bigot, he feels that only Jews and Christians should serve in government. And you know, he only included Jews in that to make Jews sort of feel more comfortable with the man. You know, he really only feels that his own fascio Christians should serve in government.
Oh, sure, yeah. Sure. And eventually, we've talked about this a million and six times, the plan for any Jew who wants to read this crazed book of Revelation or get into this dominionist theory, this Christian mental illness, any Jew who cares to take a look will understand that eventually the Christian will come with a blade to cut his throat and just murder him, just stab him and put him down instantly.
And Robertson also had some choice words for Democrats and Social Security. Robertson endorsed Bush's proposal to end Social Security as we know it.
Yeah.
That's the way Democrats should be talking about it, because, and they are, to an extent, they're saying that Bush wants to destroy Social Security, and that's true. But what Robertson said is he called Democrats moth bags on the subject of Social Security.
Moth bags?
Yeah, moth bags, trying to hold on to FDR.
Oh, moth bags.
Yeah, moth bags, yeah.
Okay, I got you.
Trying to hold on to FDR, but he said it's time to get something new, Robertson said, with respect to Social Security. I wrote down some of his comments because they were so outrageous. Now, he wants to get something new on Social Security. What does he have in mind? I mean,
well, he feels that everybody should be able to use fraudulently take his jet to some country in Africa, ostensibly to help the poor suffering Africans, and really going over there to check up on his diamond mines and lay up more wealth. That Jesus himself told Pat Robertson, you know, your ass is never coming to heaven. Matter of fact, I might shove you through the eye of a needle or something like that.
He likes Giuliani for president. The risk category to touch on. Now, it's very interesting. He also said he likes Brownback of Kansas, not very surprising, called him a super guy. Now, Pat Robertson is also a big homophobe. Now, listen to how he describes George Allen, senator from Virginia. He said, quote, he's a very attractive guy. Now, doesn't that sound almost gay? His exact words in describing describing Senator
All right, come on,
Allen
come on.
Of Virginia.
Come on, everybody's putting a little bit too much emphasis on the gay thing, I really think,
yeah.
including me. But no, I hear what you're saying,
yeah,
Jerry.
But on Giuliani.
Giuliani is a pimp and a whoremaster and an adulterer.
He's Catholic.
Yeah, I know.
He said he would make either a good or a great president. Now, can you imagine what kind of deal Rudolph Giuliani had to make with this devil? They're both devils, and they're making deals with each other. I mean, because Giuliani is pro-choice with respect to abortion. He's pro-gun control. And
He has all kinds of gay friends. He has all kinds of gay friends. When he forced his wife out of their house, he went to and stayed with some of his gay friends. Yeah, it's a man.
What do you make of that? Well, what kind of a deal did they make behind closed doors that Pat Robertson?
I don't want to think about it, Jerry. I don't want to imagine Pat Robertson behind any closed door. I can't. Jerry, thanks for checking in, pal.
Okay.
All right. You take care. No, I don't know what to do with this gay thing. I really don't. You know, I bet you a lot of gay folk around the country are just having just an absolute blast with all this talk about Guckert and Scott McClellan and Karl Rove and Bush and Splash Days and it's got to be humorous were it not for the fact that all these jokes are kind of a cover for the real fact, and the real fact is these right wingers would murder every gay in his bed if he could. So this kind of humor that's floating around right now at the expense of homosexual men for the most part, and to a lesser degree of lesbian women, is starting to make me just a little bit nervous, because there were a lot of anti-Jew humor in Germany right before Kristallnacht, wasn't there? Huh? Well, was it in the cabarets in Berlin and places like that? Hey, here comes the Jew. Hey, here comes the queer. Hey, here come the ovens.
He's a man with a mission, got a serious mind. He says, stop what you're doing, get down upon your knees. I have a message for you that you better believe.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
.99%. That's the kind of low interest rate you might hear about on a new car. But when was the last time you heard about a 1.99% interest rate on a mortgage? Now, for a limited time, that's just what you can get from Quicken Loans, with an introductory rate of just 1.99% on the exclusive Smart Choice interest-only loan. Call Quicken Loans at 800-651-5633 now to see if Smart Choice is the right choice for you. With a $200,000 loan, your payment would be just $330. Whether you're purchasing or refinancing, call 800-651-5633 to find out about this limited-time offer. Mortgage experts are available until midnight Eastern Time. The 1.99% Smart Choice loan, exclusively from Quicken Loans. Call now, 800-651-5633. 30-year mortgage interest only payment for the first 10 years. Initial interest payment and rate of 1.99%. APR 4.114%. Fixed for the first 6 months. Adjust every 6 months. After 6 months, payment is $687.50. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call 800-651-5633 now.
Hello, Air America. Guess who? It's House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. Guys, you've got to subscribe to this new humor magazine. It's called Jest, and it is the greatest. Take it from me, last night I laughed so hard my boyfriend was like, shut up, I have to sleep. And I was like, no, you shut up. Hey, I'm Tom DeLay. Seriously, Jest is fabulous. Check it out.
Jest Magazine. Humor for the irreverent. Go to Jest.com for a limited time, and you can subscribe for only $9.95 a year. Enter code AIRAMERICA. Subscribe now. That's Jest.com. Celebrity voices may not be real.
If you're a Medicare beneficiary, you must listen to this message. But first, get a pen and be ready to write down an important phone number I'm going to give you in just a moment. Did you know if you have a medical condition that prevents you from walking in your home, help is available? And it may cost you absolutely nothing. That's right. If you have Medicare Part B coverage and a supplemental insurance policy, you could pay nothing out of pocket for a mobility power chair or scooter from Scooters Unlimited. Scooters Unlimited can help set you free, bringing you independence through mobility. You don't need to be confined to your chair another day.
call Scooters Unlimited right now. Do you have that pen? Here's the number. Call 877-757-2668. Call Scooters Unlimited right now at 877-757-2668. There's no obligation, and pre-qualification is absolutely free. Even the phone call is free. Call 877-757-2668. That's 877-757-2668. Call right now.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Welcome to What's On My Mind. First question. One in three chance you'll need it on vacation.
Duct tape? Saddle shoes? D-battery.
Actually, Imodium.
Oh, I knew that. There's a one in three chance you'll get diarrhea on foreign vacations. Imodium works often in one dose.
If you know all about Imodium, why didn't you say it?
TV jitters?
This is radio.
Oh.
Until next time.
Pack Imodium AD. Pack wisely. Use only as directed. About one in three travelers to developing countries get diarrhea.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about nine before the hour. Thanks, as always, excuse me, to the crew who puts this program out over the air. Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac are our engineers in New York. David Fizikas handles the phone calls. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Ben Birch archives the program at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Mark Marshall is webmaster at MikeMalloy.com. And Jim in Arkansas is our music bureau chief. Catherine Bay is the executive producer of this program. So thanks, one and all. Mary is calling from Memphis, Tennessee. Mary, thanks for holding on. I appreciate your patience. Welcome to the program.
I have a place where this young child can go, and that's St. Jude's in Memphis. It takes in everyone regardless of ability to pay, and leukemia is one of the things that they are working. And parents can stay in Norris Place, that's N-O-R-A-S, which is run by the Freemasons, and it does not cost them anything. This is the place that Danny Thomas founded, and Marlo has, in her own personal plane, transported many of these afflicted children, and they do have great results. Now, if you want the number...
Well, no, I think...
The 1-800-822-6344, and they can make the arrangements, and they will be glad to accept her, regardless if they can pay or not. In fact, that's a charity hospital.
Well, that's thank you, Mary. That's very kind of you to share that with us. It's my understanding that the family is now... having some contact with attorneys in Texas who are in Houston who are going to try to help them out, and I'm sure St. Jude's will be one of those places that will be recommended to them. And
well,
and
I used to call you in Chicago. You remember the mayonnaise?
You're the mayonnaise lady?
Yes.
Oh my God.
So, like I said, have a good one, and if they can use this, I hope they can, because they have remarkable success with leukemia.
Well, thanks, Mary.
Bye-bye.
You have a nice evening. The mayonnaise lady, Kathy. We got into a big discussion one night. This is back in a gentler era, about 7 or 8 years ago, when occasionally, you know, Bush hadn't been placed as the emperor of the Christ-driven emperor of America and the world. That hadn't come to pass yet. Quotes around the word Christ. And you could still do, occasionally, you could do subjects other than this stuff that's going on right now, right? So one night we started talking about the best mayonnaise. And, of course, I maintain it's Duke's or Blue Plate. And other people say Hellman's or Kraft or, you know, some store brand. But the fact is, the best mayonnaise in the history of mayonnaise making, I have to say it's Duke's, and Blue Plate is second. They're very close, but Duke's is the creme de la creme, if you would, of mayonnaise. That's all. Never mind. Forget about it. Just rambling here. Marge is calling from Indiana. Marge, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Those were the days, weren't they?
Yeah, they were.
Speaking of Chicago, check your Chicago Tribune today. It is being sued by one... Oh, what the hell's his name? Somebody, remember the Jeanine Nicarico trial where Rolando Cruz was falsely convicted?
Yes, I do remember that.
The prosecutor in that case is suing the Tribune. I think his name is Thomas Knight. You might want to keep track.
Well, why is he suing?
Well,
the case was, Rolando was found innocent after being convicted, right? If I remember, I had him on the air a couple of times, if you remember.
Oh, yeah.
And along with a couple other people who were freed from death row in Illinois.
Like about 13, 15 of them.
Yeah, just
but,
about.
But he contends that he was defamed by a 1999 story in Chicago Tribune, so now he's suing.
Oh, where they talked about how the prosecution withheld evidence, suppressed evidence, and in several ways sent innocent people, not people who were not guilty on a technicality, but innocent people to death row. So he doesn't like that. He's suing the Tribune 6 years later?
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, it's a free country, right?
He's a lawyer, so he's entitled to do that. But what I really called about...
Yeah.
There was an article in today's New York Times. Republican chairman exerts pressure on PBS.
You know, I wanted to get to that story tonight. I've got it right in front of me. It's just sitting right here. I didn't get to it. I'm going to hope to get to it tomorrow night. We've been leading up to this over the past few weeks about how the Corporation for Public Broadcasting the Public Broadcasting Service is being taken over by right-wingers. And...
Yeah. Did you read the article?
Yes, I did. Oh, it's astonishing. Yes.
He has seen to it that Republican people have been hired to work on the board, and that for a three-month contract, he paid $10,000 to check the programming content of Now with Bill Moyers.
Bill Moyers. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's astonishing. Marge, there's the music. We're out of time. But I'm gonna get to that story tomorrow night, I promise, okay?
Okay.
All right, you have a nice evening. Thanks for checking in, Marge.
Take.
All right, you too. I think she was going to say take care, but I think Jason just cut her throat, so to speak. Love you, Marge! Hey, listen, thanks for tuning in tonight. All you lurkers, glad you were here. Poor little old Megan, who finally got the nerve to call and was so stoned she just couldn't help but giggle. I'll see you tomorrow night, okay? Take care, right? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. A recent study found that 52% of single people believe they'll never find the right person. At Match.com, we know better. And to celebrate our 10th anniversary, we've created a new guide so you can make it happen. It's called How to Meet the Right Person in 90 Days. And for a limited time, it's yours, absolutely free. With Match.com and the power of our new guide, you will meet the person that can change your life. What have you got to lose? Visit Match.com and get started today. Absolutely free.
Offer ends May 30th. Visit Match.com for full details.
For the best in truth-telling independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at ReadMojo.com. This month, learn how 40 media outlets and nonprofits are saying that global warming doesn't exist after they got $8 million from ExxonMobil. Read about a sperm bank that only took donations from Nobel Prize winners. Plus, catch up on the latest in music, books, politics, and culture. Subscribe today at ReadMojo.com. Mother Jones brings you hard-hitting investigative reporting at ReadMojo.com.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix. Interactive technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix game. Get off the couch and into the action.
Hey, you've reached Chris and Jim. Leave a message. Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be...